And we're broadcasting and recording, correct?
Correct, and we are now broadcasting, recording started.
Okay, thank you, Steve. All right, good morning, everyone. This is Commissioner Brian Kalk. We're meeting in the 12th floor of the Capitol today. It is Thursday, December 5th, approximately 10 o'clock. The work session is on NSP Company's 2003 electric rate increase request, case number PU12-813. I'm joined by Commissioner Christman, and Commissioner Fedorchak is not able to be here today. She had a family emergency pop up, but she'll be listening to this on tape because we are recording and broadcasting. I don't have any opening comments, but Randy, do you have anything?
I have no opening comments either.
Okay, this is actually Commissioner Fedorchak's portfolio, but as I pointed out, she had something pop up with her family emergency. But she did share with me that she had talked to staff and given you some thoughts that maybe we'll see where all of you let, I don't know, did you talk to Jerry or Pat, or did you talk to any of you, or?
She had visited with Alana and myself on it.
Okay, do you have any thoughts that you wanted to pass along to start this thing off, or?
Well, I think it more maybe start out with just in general, I guess, what you're thinking, or do you want to start with what she's thinking? Or?
Well, I guess let's try and get Alana back in here once she gets all her stuff together. But is there any changes, anything that's appeared from the company since the last work session that we had?
You know, Dave was out with his...
Understood.
Yeah. And so I think that they've been slowed. But my understanding is that they are talking again here and have actually had a little bit of progress. But I don't know all of the details of it and what we are for timing. We still don't have briefs or proposed findings or anything.
Well, let's go by the numbers here. There were several items the last work session we had that were late-filed exhibits that still had not been turned in. And so I guess I would just get an update on those. I know that there was several that Commissioner Christman had asked for that still weren't in, and quite honestly, I found that completely unacceptable. This hearing is a long time ago, so it lends a question they just drag in their feet. I mean, we're not going to make a decision until we get all the exhibits in. And I just maybe a follow-up of what the heck's taking so long if they're not all in now.
Commissioner Fedorchak yesterday did ask that we request the company to update the letter it filed in October, which would have been right before the other work session, where it provided, here's what's happening. There wasn't much in there, but here's what's happening on ABCDE, and she asked for the company specifically to submit something as soon as possible in writing, updating that. And if the late filed exhibit question isn't in there, I would ask that that be added.
So we don't know, you've not did the reconciliation that all the late filed exhibits are in yet?
There were a bunch of late filed exhibits in.
Missing two.
And I think the last one was P. And it doesn't look like we have that one yet.
Well, all the staff, I see advocacy staff is here. It's not. It's they motioning two. Which two? There's no sense. There's no reason you can't tell us which two that
right.
are missing. And then we'll confirm with our folks.
I didn't write them down.
Could you come up?
Yeah, grab a mic, just to, like we've talked about before.
Sarah.
It's. Mr. Crispin, do you have any thoughts here? I know that you were very adamant and correctly so about those late filed exhibits not being filed last time. And
well, right. I think I'm drawing a blank on one of them as well, but the one that does come to mind is the chronology of the Minnesota mandates and the
that
actions that they've taken to.
That was P, and I don't see that one in here. I'm looking for it, but don't find
and
it.
And there's also a request of where they'd given their charitable contributions to.
Too,
yeah.
That they didn't file. They did file some stuff on 11-1, 11 late files A, C, G, N, and 38.
Well, in this particular question, I mean, I'd like permission to simply write to the email the company and copy advocacy staff and ask for an update to the letter and the other two exhibits by next week sometime. I don't know that it's that hard to just write a letter that says, here's where we are on A, B, C, D, and E.
Well, and I appreciate that one of their key employees has been out for family emergency, and that happens.
Yeah.
But Xcel Energy is a very big corporation.
Right.
So to say that they can't do their job because one person is out is unacceptable once again.
Right. And I would write to the attorneys, and hopefully the attorneys would. So I would like permission to do that much, and I think that's what Commissioner Fedorchak had requested.
That'd be fine with me, Randy. That's fine with you.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I have to be quite honest with it. Is it I don't really have much desire to proceed until I get all their information. I mean, I have my thoughts that I have, and I think I'm not prepared to share those until the company gets all their information. What I will do, though, is I've been working on a draft order myself that I think that the next time we have a work session, I might just present that because this is drug on too long. So, Commissioner, any thoughts? I mean, if you want to go through some of these, I'm happy to do that, but I... if there's something particular that you want to talk about of the issues.
I guess the thing that comes to mind is the commission looking like we're dragging our feet because a case takes, you know, I've wondered when I arrived on this scene just under a year ago now, and hear discussions of, you know, this case that takes 2 years and this takes a year and a half, and, you know, For years, I've wondered how do things anywhere always take so long, and now I'm seeing it. But you know, to what extent are we blamed, and what can we do to get them to be more responsive? And I do find it frustrating that months have gone by, and we don't have those answers yet.
Yeah, you know, and in this case, it's been on them. And I mean, I understand that. You know what appearances are. We're sitting with the case here and no decision for a long time. But they have not filed their late files yet, and they haven't got briefs or proposed findings or anything in yet. I wouldn't expect any complaints to come from them on how long this is taking. And especially considering that they have their interim rates in place.
But to Randy's point, we have a lot of companies come in front of us, and we'll have hearings on, let's just say, pipeline company X, and there'll be 10 late-filed exhibits, and the next week they'll have them in, and we're able to make a decision. And
I know we've heard in the legislature before, hey, it's taking so long for you guys to process these cases.
Yep.
So...
Well,
I
think
that
Commissioner Christman, I mean, to your point, is that that's where I think what I want to do is that, in my opinion, that the company is just dragging its feet. And so I think it's time that we put together an order that we want and we just issue it. And that's kind of where I'm at right now. I'm going to put together what I think is an order on the what I consider the 8 controversial points. And in the next work session, and staff it to you and Julie and see where you're at on it.
Well, I kind of like that idea.
Well, it's just... There's no reason. I mean, we can go with the 12 CP, the 1 CP, the depreciation, return on equity, employee compensation, the fuel cost rider, no incentive compensation, charitable contributions, and the transmission cost recovery rider. Those are the issues that we've talked about before.
I won't burden you with repeating those 8 again, but did you mention their pension fund?
I did, the employee compensation / pensions.
Okay, because, you know, the further information they did send... That looks like a plane that's about ready to crash.
Well, no, we talked about that. They're showing a very high percent return, and there's nowhere else that's getting that return. So,
well, when I write to them, I mean, I'll put this in a letter, and it'll get docketed, and I might send an email, but it'll look like a letter. And I will mention the discussion at the work session and the concern, because I know Commissioner Fedorchak is also concerned with the same things. So at least there will be a record of that, and it will be a statement that the commission gave me to say from this meeting.
Let me ask for the three of you, who's the best person to sit down with and start hammering out the draft with? Is it legal? Is it Pat? Is it Jerry? Is it all three of us? And who normally would be working the draft of this?
I think all of us.
But and yeah, all of us, yeah.
But
Jerry,
Jerry's, well, no, it's Jerry's true that all of us will work on it.
Yeah.
Jerry was assigned the lead.
Okay.
So if you want to start there, that's
okay. All right, I think we're probably just wasting everyone's time if we have, unless you have something else, Randy, at this point.
No, I don't.
Okay, staff, anything else?
I do have to, I'll say this because I know everybody's listening, but having proposed findings, they're not perfect and we don't copy them verbatim, but it certainly helps when somebody like Jerry or I or Pat has to start because all of the routine stuff is done for us and we're just worried about the substance. And so not having those at this time makes drafting that a little bit harder. Well, I didn't know if you were going to talk about, if Commissioner Fedorchuk said Pat had some things to share. Did you want to go that far today or not?
If you, of course.
In her email. I saw that in her email.
If she wants
right?
to, it's, if she requested it, that would be fine.
So then,
well,
your chart I was talking about, which is then where the topic comes up.
But I'm wondering, you know, like Commissioner Culk doesn't want to share his personal, you know, recommendations yet at this point, and I don't know if we would want to do that for
but
Commissioner Fedorchuk.
It's not hers, is it?
Yeah. This is just information from the case that I can share that I
yes.
put okay. together for her. So,
and she did ask for that so people could look at it.
Right. This is, you know, this is their load profile. Those are the numbers.
Thanks, Pat.
And this is a graph of the numbers so that you can see, and I'll explain the graph a bit.
This is the one CP12P discussion, 12CP discussion.
This is all about the jurisdictional allocation for demand costs. And this graph shows, oh, you want, yeah, you didn't get one yet.
No, Jerry.
Jerry, is that the same thing that I gave her last week's question?
It's a little different.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, now we all have everything.
All right.
You can proceed. Okay.
It's a graph showing last few, it's 2011, 2012, and then the forecasted or projected 2013 system demand for the monthly demand peak, and then total system on top and North Dakota at the bottom. And you can see what portion of the load, the demand is attributable to North Dakota compared to the system. And you can see what the system load profile looks like just visually here for North Dakota versus the system.
So in your opinion, Pat, does this support the 1CP or the 12CP?
Yeah, it supports more. It doesn't support the 12CP. It does not. Unless you were going to, you know, there's a whole bunch of, there's 12CP on this end of the spectrum, 1CP on this end of the spectrum.
And 1,000 in the middle.
And a whole bunch of iterations in between. And this, to me, this says visually, it doesn't look like 12CP unless you were to weight the monthly peaks in some way. Putting more emphasis, using the weight to put more emphasis on peaks during those high peak months.
But you don't feel it supports the 1CP either?
I think it does. At that end of the spectrum, it could support a 1CP.
You feel the record would support enough to put a 1CP in the order based on this information and the discussion?
Well, the record is tough.
Question. Yeah,
the next question is...
Because we talked about...
Because the one witness kind of backstepped a little bit.
Yes, right. And the three of us yesterday, Commissioner Fedorchuk, Pat, and I, had this conversation in more detail, but I said that the proper thing would be to simply say that you wanted to take into consideration additional evidence, and you can put Patrick Vaughn on the stand. He would have more to say than just what he's saying here. This is out of the record. But if you're getting into rationale and conclusions and, you know, that sort of thing, you'd put him on the stand and let the company cross-examine him. And it would be more than this. But we're bringing it up for your thoughts because so you can think about it between now and the next discussion.
Bring
it on
let's,
you.
Let's,
on the other side, though, don't we have the data in here to do whatever we want?
We would have to do the analysis of the data and what that supported as a conclusion, and that's what I said. You would add evidence. It doesn't have to come from Pat. Okay. It could come from somebody else, but it would have to come. Okay.
Because to me, I think the data is in there. You could almost just do it.
Except you always have the what does it mean, and you have expert testimony about what it means.
Okay, so the
you don't either do or don't have that.
But so what do you recommend that we need to do so we can make a decision in an order that says it's going to be one CP?
There's one other thing, though, that there was something that was said in another proceeding that we are not sure whether it's been incorporated into this proceeding.
I think it hasn't, now that I've reread the letter. But we wanted to bring that up after this was brought up. And that, you know, the letter that was said, we're going to look at the evidence, you Commissioner Conk, and I wrote this letter, so.
Yep. And I signed it.
And it says that these issues are interrelated. And I'm putting you on notice that in all those six or seven others, all the records are sort of available for every other case, and that the rate case record is also available in those cases. But the final step, which I didn't think of at the time, and none of us did, I guess, was did we want the records in those cases, which we now have, in the rate case? Because Patrick heard testimony the other day that relates to this. But I don't think this letter supports it, which is not to say the commission cannot expand the concept in this letter. That's why we're bringing it up. We had
okay, back to my question, Alana. Give me your legal advice, what we need to do to get this information so I can make a finding that says one CP.
Okay.
It can't be any more direct than that.
I think we need to do two things. I think we would need to tell the companies, subject to their objection that we could deal with if it happened, tell the company and the parties that what exists in all those other case records, we're taking official notice of it in the rate case. So you're basically opening the record in the rate case to incorporate that.
Just like we did for the Courtney Wind Farm and others.
Yes, exactly. Do that little notice business, and they have a right to say, I want to cross-examine. And then I would personally recommend, but we can flesh this out further after people have time to think of it, that you supplement that with Pat's analysis on the stand.
You wouldn't even need it.
You say that, but it's one sentence. And
what do you mean on the stand? So you'd notice another hearing or something?
Well, he could do it in writing, and we wouldn't have to have a hearing unless wanted to cross.
So that's what you mean by that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, Pat, you can talk about the sentence that you heard. The commission can decide.
I know exactly what sentence you're going to say, but say it again.
There was testimony from NSP witness that the company designs and implements and chooses its generation facilities, it's to meet the peak.
That's exactly what the witness said last Tuesday.
Yeah,
exactly. Now, before I get too far down the road, I should ask my colleague what he thinks about this, about the 12 CP, 1 CP discussion, everything I've kind of thrown out there.
Well, let me ask a question first. I find this almost unbelievable looking at this graph. These bottom sets of lines is North Dakota's
correct
projected and past peaks.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we're just about flatlined.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I was understanding it right. Mm-hmm. So
compared to the system.
Yeah.
Yep.
So does that mean you would support a 1 CP as well?
I believe I would, and with the one qualifier, you know, their argument, well, centered around two things. One, that they thought it should be 12, and two, that it's so difficult with the multiple jurisdictions to try and get everything to total to the total amount, which I don't really put too much weight in because, I mean, they can do that if they want, really want to, I believe. But to the extent that there will be some troubles, would we, if we were to go to 1 CP, would we want to just spring that on the company immediately, or should that be starting at a time certain in the future with the recognition that perhaps some other jurisdictions might want to make that change too, now that that argument isn't there that, well, the whole system runs on 12. And so I just throw that out as a possibility that maybe we should go to one CP at a time certain.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd be curious what staff thoughts would be about the unit rate design better than I do, but we've picked different implementation times before on different things.
If you're going to one CP, just do it. I mean, you're talking about looking ahead to a time certain. We're implementing a change in rates now, and the amount of revenue requirement will depend that we implement in these new rates will depend directly on what the decision is here.
Okay, I'm okay with that too.
Well, because the reality would be a one CP would be a refund back to all the customers for these interim rates, and plus it'd be a dip going forward. Well, okay, so I guess what I'm hearing then is, and I don't know what Julie thought exactly, but I'm guessing she would probably interpret the data similarly. What do you need us to give you to do what we talked about, Alana? Do you put those letters together, and who signs those, or how do we do this? Because let's do that immediately.
Well, if it's the first one is this concept that you're going to be incorporating additional evidence, okay? So in addition to saying we need answers and we need the late filed exhibits and we need to know the update of what's going on, and we also, the commission, plans to incorporate additional evidence. Now, we do a motion to do that, and we do a notice, I believe.
We did that relatively quick for the Courtney Wind Farm.
Yes. So the letter can say that that was the conversation at this meeting.
Okay.
I think it's going to have to go on a meeting for a motion. I'm looking at Pat to nod yes or no because I'm remembering what we did in those citing cases, but I wasn't involved in them. Because something like 12 CP, 1 CP will probably definitely be appealed, I do honestly think that you have a resource available to you, a very good one, and you put that evidence, additional evidence in. But it could be written form, and then you hand it out, and they can ask to cross-examine if they choose to. They may not choose to do that, but you would have additional evidence in the record then, besides just the data that you are then extrapolating. So the next step would be that letter and then preparing the motion and notice for a meeting.
Okay.
I have a question about the notice and the motion. You know, that was when the commission was going to consider information that wasn't in the record.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's two things that aren't in the record here today. One is the other records that you heard Tuesday, last week, whenever it was.
I thought those were in the record.
They're in that record. They're not in this record. That's the notice. We are going to incorporate something.
All right.
That direction. It's not in this letter. And then the other thing is your statement or something, if you wrote it up or whatever. And you might, if you want to think about that a little bit, you know, that's okay. I understand that. How you would want to do that.
Mm-hmm. Now, would advocacy staff be asked their opinion on this, too? They certainly would be weighing in whether they support this or not.
Both parties would get it, and both parties would have an opportunity to comment, say, I want to cross-examine, whatever.
Or they could concur, or they could do anything like that all the way.
Right. They could support or whatever they wanted to do, yeah.
Okay, so we're going to need a special meeting then. Well, I mean, I'm not going to mess around here.
Yeah, that's true, a special meeting.
Do you want to schedule one now?
Well, we should talk to Julie. but I would. The answer is maybe is yes.
Give me one.
Sure, absolutely.
And the 18th isn't too far away either.
And that might be it too, Jerry. I just want to look and see how, because next week. We're out on Monday for a formal hearing. But I think next Tuesday, the 10th, we could probably squeeze some kind of special meeting in if Randy's available, and it'll give time to circle around Julie. I mean, can you back brief her on? Well, she'll be able to listen to the tape.
Right, and, you know, we had half of this conversation with her already. And she'll see what I write up. And
Tuesday in the afternoon, I'll be.
Yeah, we'll all be gone for that public input sessions. I'm sorry, Pat. Go ahead. I cut you off.
Oh. Well, I'll just wait and see which day. By Tuesday afternoon, I think I would be in a meeting with Lakes and Measures staff.
And we're going to be doing our VoIP testimony at 1:30 that day.
Was it? Yeah.
I can cover that if you...
And I'm gone the rest of today and tomorrow to the real property seminar. But I'm going to try to get this letter out before that.
Randy, we were just kind of talking while you were out that this week is kind of shot and that staff needs time to do what they have to do as well. But I was thinking we would have next Tuesday morning, we might be able to put something in, depending upon your schedule. We've got a work session at 10 o'clock.
Yep.
But we could do something at 9:30 on Tuesday. I don't anticipate this being a long meeting.
It's just time for a motion.
This is for the motion to bring the cases together?
Yes. To incorporate additional evidence, into the record.
That timing is fine for me.
Okay.
If you think a half hour is enough, and if you feel we should have a little longer.
We can start at 9. I mean,
maybe some of these other things... With all three commissioners here, we'll want to talk about it. Bottom line is I can start any time that morning as long as we're done by the 10 o'clock work session.
Well, then let's start at 9 o'clock then. Let's tentatively plan for 9. And I'll – could Jerry, since you're leading this, can you shoot Julie an email and say the commissioners met their tentatively for 9 o'clock meeting, see if she's available. Tuesday morning, yeah. Well, no, quite honestly, I mean, that was the big thing that's going to change. I mean, that's a big move that just happened just a minute ago here. And the rest of these issues are not nearly as significant, but... And that's fine, Alana.
Yeah, I know, which is why we left the record. So I'll need to attach the evidence that we need to consider.
Well, that's a meeting day.
Make sure you got a microphone there, Jerry. All you guys. It does? Oh, thank you very much. Did you talk to her?
Staff will figure
out. You just checked?
Everything.
Okay, thank you. Could you, maybe, Esther, could you get that note to Julie then, since you're working with her? She'll take care of it for you, Jerry. Thank you, Esther.
The one thing is the record. All we're doing is taking official notice of it, but we have to say that we're at reopening the evidentiary record to do that, but there's nothing to attach.
Okay.
It's in the vault. The other one, I said Pat could think about, and he will think about it, and we will conclude before it's time to write the motion for Tuesday. Okay?
Yep.
And all this being said, who knows what we might end up with at the end of the day?
Right.
I mean, so that's, but we're definitely, I'm definitely seriously considering this, I guess is what I should say.
And I'm just going to get this letter out that summarizes kind of what went on here.
Okay. So any pitfalls that staff can't put together the stuff they need by 9 o'clock on Tuesday?
I don't think so. Let you know if we come up with one.
Patrick? Work through it, okay. Number one Viking fan today? Jerry, Adrian, Peterson, Leon?
Let's get Jerry in this.
All right. Commissioner Crispin, anything else you'd like to tie up for the good of the order?
Nothing to add, thank you.
All right, thank you all. We'll close the work session.